One day after the completion of the main event of WrestleMania 39, in which Cody Rhodes lost to Roman Reigns in his initial attempt to win the WWE Undisputed Heavyweight Championship, I recorded an episode on YouTube called Trust the Plan. It's only 2 minutes 25 seconds long, but immediately I realized that what happened at that WrestleMania main event was good for Cody and was going to lead to an even more special moment at WrestleMania 40 when he would finally win that title. The whole premise of the video was two things. One, that Cody just hadn't had his hard times yet. Things were coming too easy. He came in right away from AEW, gotten a big win over Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, got two more wins over Seth Rollins, including one where he even had a destroyed pec. And still got the win, won at the Royal Rumble. It was just a smooth sailing for Cody Rhodes. And if anybody's followed wrestling over their timeline or over their life and really studied wrestling, you know nothing ever comes that easy. Or if it does, the fans are going to crap on that pretty quickly. So I knew that Cody losing that match was the best thing to happen for him. I also knew that Roman Reigns himself had an even a more amazing story going on than Cody did. And people kind of lost that in the shuffle with their hatred over Roman for being a part-time champion or whatever the heck that you want to call him. But in the end, I said that Roman has an amazing story that has to be finished as well. And now, lo and behold, as we head out of WrestleMania, people are realizing that finally. Now, I'm not one to hold grudges or anything like that, but I did have some interesting comments on that video. It was the largest video I ever had on that channel, Wrestling with the Truth on YouTube. Had over 12,000 views, had 70-something comments, so it did pretty well. But I got a lot of hatred on it. So just to give you a few examples of some of the comments I get. So one comment from somebody named @Eric is 323. This would have been the most beautiful, amazing thing ever now. Whenever he wins, it won't be as massive. Yeah, I guess that pretty much came true, didn't it? From Ronnie Copley, 3847. Cody will be buried by Vince. The shovels were out. I will say that. The shovels were out. You, as you can tell, Cody just absolutely got smothered in dirt from the burial that he took. But, he seemed to find a way around that. At Willie Mace, 02. I'm sorry, but this was such a low movement from WWE. If they couldn't go any lower, having Cody lose was one of the worst ideas and most controversial decisions in recent memories. Hit stick like Madden. His hard time was his first run. He should have won at WrestleMania. It was the perfect time and place. At TinHard2853, Jesus, and people called AEW fans delusional when they said Cody was working everyone. At Bob's2KK401, if Cody won, it would have made a great WrestleMania. Roman's story is dead now, and it's boring and the same old. You won't see him until SummerSlam, and that's not the place to lose the belt. You lost an amazing WrestleMania moment you will never get back. Could have been the greatest WrestleMania moment in the history of WWE. People have their opinions, etc., but for me, it's hard to watch and can't see no excitement in matches for no reason and purpose. No one watches friendly matches or exhibition. That's what Cody versus Brock is. It's for nothing, just there. Sam and Kevin interesting, good to see how they'll go. One of my favorites is from someone named @BazTheBaz. I am so goddamn sick of being told to trust the plan and just let it play out. We were told to be worth it when Drew lost, because then Sammy would look even better when he beat Roman. Then we were told to be worth it when Sammy lost, because Cody would look even better when he beat Roman. Now we're being told to be worth it now that Cody lost, because Cody will look even better when he, flounders around the mid-card for 6 months to a year while waiting for his rematch? Assuming WWE has the attention span to stick with it and they don't strap a rocket onto some other shiny new toy and Cody ends up fighting for the US title instead. WWE has a roster full of Lex Lugers now, a bunch of guys who can't win the big one and end up having to settle for IC or tag titles as a consolation prize. There is no plan. There is no long-term storytelling. There is just WWE pissing on our heads and their legion of apologists trying to tell us it's raining. Whew. That one, whoa. I even had to respond to that one. I said, I think it's time to take a break from WWE if it's causing you this much frustration, brother. Not worth the stress. That they got to this, that fan. And I really hope they did watch WrestleMania 40 in order to get that final, you know, stress relief, you know, that final moment of joy, because, man, I'm worried about their blood pressure. Always talk wrestling. Sounds like a pretty knowledgeable person. Cody winning sometime else just won't feel the same. Let's be real. Yeah, we should be real about that, I guess. Another good one from at Garrett Thibodeau 3427. No, this will never be a good thing. No matter when or if he even wins, if you can't overcome the momentum Rhodes had going into this match, at this point in time, I have no damn faith that WWE will ever take the titles off of Reigns and continue this long, boring-ass storyline until WrestleMania 50. Awful decision to keep the title on Reigns. Reese Angle, 96-21. Cody losing was like if Sting would have lost to Hogan in 97, or if HBK would have lost in his boyhood dream match in 1996. It was the wrong move. Yeah, and I do remember those historic title reigns of Sting and HBK afterwards, too. We won't dwell on that. And probably my favorite one of all, and I'm sorry for continuing to go on this, but, you know, let me have a little fun. Plus, I don't have too many topics to talk about. And I will say this, there was a number of people who also had some positive comments about the video and also agreed with what I'm saying because they understood the process of how wrestling works. And they understood that the WWE did need to build up the Cody character a little bit more. But I'll just do this one last one. And I apologize for the length. But, you know, this is a great one, too, is from Nicole Martinest, 7916. And I do apologize on this one because there's a lot of misspellings because of the anger and vitriol in it. So I'll try to read it as it is spelt. And so this might come off a little convoluted, but this is what I see in my comments. So what you misspoke here, that Cody, quote unquote, went to AEW. He didn't not went to AEW. He was co-creator of AEW, all caps. What that man done for the business in general, all caps, not just one brand in it, is evolutionary, and lots of respect for him to have the guts and heart to do it. But at the same time, he is like a definition of forbidden door. That's why Vince destroy his career slowly and painfully if he won't see it in time. Secondly, do people really forget that Cody have not separate stories or just connected by Cody's dad, but they have one story and direct connection to each other from back when the Rhodes were treated like crap before they left Cody did interact with Roman. The Shield Roman, but still they did, and praising his dad when Roman did take part in attacking him physically and stuff. That's the story to finish the guy who's got the office, quote-unquote, push versus the returning home prodigal son. Both legacies, but with an important difference. Roman is a legacy who's going to be remembered as a on-paper-only, all caps, legend because of this invalid and over- all caps, rated, administrative title push, all caps. Cody is a legacy that proved and keeps on proving that he has the heart and intelligence to this business. He shows respect to those before him while keeping an innovative ideology. He started creating high own legacy by being just Cody, not because of his family name. That's not something Roman can say. So his not this quote-unquote new outcome that doesn't know what he's doing, his the son who tried to win a championship for his deceit father, who was a legend and had an impact on the business. That's why he was worthy of winning with Roman. That's what makes him bigger than Roman, because Roman is a legacy who's been spoiled like a little brat by the boss's head office, and it's not quote-unquote great run for him when he's not adequate to defend his titles by himself. Well, oh, I apologize about that. I do hope Nicole did get some closure as a result of this match, and that Nicole is feeling better now about Cody Rhodes and his win, and is getting behind Cody as far as his championship run. Anyways, sorry, that's just me being a little bit of a dink and being a little bit spiteful. But, you know, it sometimes feels good to be able to predict things, but it also feels bad to be able to predict things too, because one of the things that I also have talked about, and especially with a good buddy of mine who helps on this podcast quite a bit, Bishop from Terrible Wrestling Takes, another fantastic pod that you want to go check out, and who just did a killer episode talking about Cody Rhodes and his after the story and whether he's the right guy or not. And one of the things that we kind of usually touch on together is, do they remember and then what? And that's an important thing in wrestling, in movies, in dramas, in plays, whatever. It's all well and good to have this amazing story, but if you're going to continue after this story, you need to also ask the question when you're writing out the amazing story, is the and then what? And right now, I'm giving a little leeway to the fact that we're heading into the draft, and it seems like things are a little bit on hold right now while we're waiting for the draft, and which is unfortunate, because you want to have the guy who just ended one of the most historic title reigns in the history of WWE coming out of the gates firing on all cylinders. You want to have a monster heel lined up from right after that event. You want to have him coming out full of piss and vinegar, not doing the thank you tour. You know, you want to have this right off the get-go. You want to have some more fire and you know, more drama going on, because right now it feels like Cody's a bit of a sitting duck and just waiting for something to happen. And I'm sorry, as good as he is on a promo, you can't just have that go on for 3-4 weeks. We need some action here. And especially in this world that we live in of wrestling fans who will turn on their chosen one in the blink of an eye. We're seeing it already. People are turning on Cody Rhodes, which is unfortunate, but it's like I talk about with every babyface champion. I think they should be forced to vacate the moment they win the championship, and it should go back on a heel, just so we can have somebody else have a storyline once again that the fans can get behind. Because with the good guys, it's all about the chase. And it's like, you know, when you watch an action movie, like whatever you want to talk about, whether a Western or a Top Gun or whatever, it's all about the bad guys doing bad stuff and the good guys trying to catch the bad guy until you get to that climactic final scene where the good guys finally triumph over the bad guys. And then you have a very quick outro with, you know, what we think is going to be the next step for them. But you don't have the culmination of the fight with the bad guys happen halfway through the movie. And then for the other half of the movie, you then have the good guys just living their normal life, going to picnics with their family and going shopping at the grocery store and giving acceptance speeches for awards they win and victory parades. It's just, that's not what people want to see. They just want to see the climax, and then they want to move on to the next great movie. And that's the way wrestling fans are, unfortunately. And that's why in history, it's usually a heel champion that works best with the baby faces chasing them. You have the exceptions. You had the Hulk Hogan's of the world and the Bruno Sammartino's. But that's because back in the day, they always did a good job of having, in Hogan's case, a monster heel up and ready to go and to be his next opponent. There was no downtime. It was like as soon as he finished one feud, the next feud was happening with somebody attacking him or a friend that was turning on him. The same with like a Bruno Sammartino and stuff like that. But in this case, we feel like already we've got a cool down period, we've got a holding pattern, we've got all that stuff. And so that's unfortunate. But what we do have that is going to be rather amazing, and people, I think, are just starting to clue into it, and I'm not sure why, because I said it in that video last year, but there's somebody else that has a story to finish, and he's got a really good story to finish, and that's Roman Reigns. What we're seeing is the beginnings of that, And the fact that we're seeing on SmackDown right now, Solo kind of taking charge and becoming the tribal chief. And we know that Rock's in the background with the final boss. And what's going to happen with Roman? We already have fans. Within 3 weeks of WrestleMania, we have fans that are chanting, "We want Roman." So the babyface turn is already happening, probably sooner than WWE expected. They thought they'd probably get a little bit more mileage out of this because we still got to get through SummerSlam and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but they might have to pivot on that plan because if the fans are turning on Cody and they're going for Roman, which I don't blame them for going for Roman. What the heck's the hate about him? You know, really, what's the hate about him? He's got this amazing story. He's dominated the WWE. He's beaten all these opponents. He's the man. He just lost the title in an epic conclusion to a feud. He needs his triumph. He needs his payout. He needs to finish his story. And there's so many more aspects of the story. What else do we have for Cody right now? What's left? What other aspects do we have? You know, he won the title for his father. He presented it to his mother in the middle of the ring. All right, pretty little bow. We're wrapped up. We're done. What else is there? Unless they bring Dustin back and he jumps him and puts a beat down on him. That's about it. That's about all the mileage we can get. We need Roman to come back, and he needs to now deal with The Rock. He needs to deal with Paul Heyman. He needs to deal with Solo. We now have Tama Tonga in the picture. Supposedly, we're going to have Jacob Fatu. We got Jimmy, who's now been beaten up by Solo, and we're going to have to see a reconciliation there. We still got Jay over on Raw. There's so much more, and I think the fans are finally realizing when Paul Heyman and Roman were talking about, we're only in the third inning here, they didn't mean about the title. The title is secondary. It's now become about Roman and the bloodline and all this story, and it's going to be amazing. So I'm going to say it one more time, folks. Trust the plan and enjoy the ride, because I know what's going to happen. People are going to push for this to be pushed further and further along quickly, just like they want it with this whole storyline with the Rock and Roman and all this stuff and the Cody finish. And that's not how it's working now, fans. You got to have patience. You're going to be taught patience with this stuff, and you're going to be rewarded if you have patience. I would love to have those people that I just mentioned that put comments, negative comments on that video. I'd love to talk to them again and see how they felt about the culmination of that storyline with Cody. Now, I'm sure some of them will be, judging by their comments, or they'll probably just be spiteful and just say, oh, no, they didn't finish. It's too late. It wasn't as good as if they had done it at WrestleMania 39. But I know the majority of fans would sit there and say that was one of the greatest storylines that the WWE ever had. It's up there with the Mega Powers. It's up there with Hogan Andre. It's up there with many things. Brent Owen. Just so much good stuff to it. And there's so much more to come. And so, like I say, the story now is Roman and the bloodline and all the members of that family. And we are only in the third inning, folks. We got 6 innings, maybe extra innings to go. And it's going to be even better. So just enjoy it. Take your time, enjoy it, trust the WWE, trust Triple H, trust the plan.